Quite frankly, what we've seen traditionally is that, you know, most of these white supremacists tend to operate either as lone actors or in small cells, much the same way we see with grassroots jihadis. And they tend to conduct operations kind of in the areas where they live. So if we go back to January and look at that case where they rolled up some members of the base who were planning on assassinating a member of the Antifa movement, they resided in Georgia and were looking at conducting an attack against an Antifa member in Georgia. So that's what we see even with you know, some of the COVID plots recently with the right wingers. You know, they're looking at hitting targets near where they live, and that's pretty typical for that sort of you know, lone actor or small cell.
Do you get the sense that the U.S. government, particularly the folks in cities, in places, larger cities like Washington and other places, are prepared for the possibility of some type of activity or plot from organizations like these?
Actually, I do, because of kind of the training and preparation, the things they've learned over the past couple decades of fighting the jihadist threat, and the way that that's basically morphed into also this, you know, leaderless resistance model that the white supremacists follow. There's a lot of parallels there, and a lot of the same skills, a lot of the same tactics that law enforcement has been using very successfully against jihadists can also be used against white supremacists. And now that we have, you know, these sorts of designations starting to roll in, I think we'll see them expanded. Now that they're starting to roll in, they can also use that tool of the material support of terrorism statute in order to be proactive and take down these people before they can hurt others.
Anything you want to add that I haven't asked you about?
Just to add, one of the things I think that's significant about the Russian imperial movement is that they've provided training to others in a couple facilities in St. Petersburg. And we've seen that linked, you know, to, for example, some attacks in January 2017 in Sweden. And one of the things that we've traditionally seen in this model of terrorism that most of the white supremacists follow is that they tend to lack sophisticated terrorist tradecraft. And that's difficult to kind of develop on your own. But if you can go to a destination and receive training, there again, what we saw happen in the past with jihadists going over and receiving training from Al-Qaeda or the Islamic State or, you know, in the jihadist realm, the same thing applies in this white supremacist realm. And so these, you know, lone individuals or small cells can go to places like the Ukraine. They can go to places like Russia and receive training in things like, you know, small arms tactics, bomb making, surveillance, other terrorist tradecraft things that can then enable them to be more successful terrorists.
Scott Stewart is vice president at Torchstone Global. JJ Green, WTOP News.